This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, I'm Frederick Penny, your host, to the most exciting and interesting and sometimes informative show on Earth. We always talk about the alien shows being better than our show, and they truly are. Remember to seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. Remember, the only time you can really use us as authority is on the dinner table with your in-laws. Other than that, do not use us as any authority, because we're just kind of shooting the bull about these interesting cases coming up. And we have, you know, literally what we do behind the scenes, those of you who don't know, we study these cases before, usually the day, you know, we're actually through the whole week we're looking at stuff, what's going on. We like to kind of focus a little more on stuff toward the end of the week, and then we literally read and study about a number of cases, and I have about 17 cases to discuss, and we're on number 6 or 7 now or something like that. I just can't get through them all. There's so many cool stuff to talk about, because we're going to talk about Neil Armstrong's death settlement case. We're going to talk about a car accident at the airport sparks a lawsuit, and I think I have a take on this and what's going on. The cart was filled with Fiji water. We're also going to talk about a judge that is put in jail. The fiasco that ensued is absolutely astonishing, and this will be one we rarely do. We'll say go to YouTube after the fact and go listen to what's going on and go see what's going on. And then we're going to talk about a very interesting part of the law that is now the state of California Supreme Court came out and said that individuals can obtain private information on social media in a murder case. And we're going to discuss how that applies and why it applies to you. And this interesting murder case and how it came in. And maybe this might be changing privacy laws with Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know.
Bad precedent.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But yet on the same side, It's critical to this defendant's case of murder, and he needs this information in order to argue his case. And so it's kind of a catch-22 that both sides, there's arguments both ways, but the Supreme Court weighs in on it. I want to talk about that. The most important thing we do here is do a thing called Case or No Case, which I, in the last hour, nailed it with 3 points. And what we do is we have special prizes. And it's only just for us hosts that Cal Hunter's wife makes wonderful food. And I'm still waiting for my spaghetti.
She hasn't made the spaghetti yet, has she?
She needs to make. She makes a famous spaghetti. And the winner of last year's, or the last one that ended about a few months ago, was me. And I get spaghetti because of it. And her famous spaghetti I have not yet received. But Donna Hunter will still... I know she will probably follow through.
I'll bring it up with her. She's, of course, at a grandson's wedding, getting ready for the big wedding reception tonight. So.
Oh, spaghetti's more important.
She could cook spaghetti and take it there and give us the rest. Yeah. I mean, what's the problem?
I'm not there. I've got to take spaghetti to Fred Penny. But anyway, on this third one, we have not what the third one is. This is important to note also, is whoever wins... The other two have to do a full steak dinner.
Big one.
And lobster. Uh-huh. And they have to pay for it. Uh-huh. I think we'll invite Cal.
Sadly, the producer's not invited, but it's okay. I can stand from afar and drool.
Yes, we will invite you, Cal. As the host, I'll bring you on. But in order to do that, we need to get case points, so we have to roll the most important part of our show. That's Case or No Case. Roll it, Cal.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! All right. I bring you to the great golden state of California, where Father Diaz had a secret. Actually, thousands and thousands of secrets. His world came crashing down upon him when he wrecked his car, and police had to cut him out of the vehicle, and inside that car were parish collection bags with about $18,000 in cash. The police said, "We'd like an explanation." And he said, "Oh, that's my salary." The police said, "Wait, you don't get a direct deposit or like a check or something like that?" And they said, "No, I get paid in cash." "Yeah, that's what, yeah." So while Father Diaz was healing up, the authorities got a search warrant. They went to his place, which might even have been the rectory. I don't know. But they went in there and they found more bags from different churches from throughout the area where he had worked with a bunch of cash in them, all told just less than $80,000. And the police investigation surmised that he had stolen roughly $90,000 in his 18-year career. And so the Catholic Church talked to police and to their lawyers and said, how should we handle this? And so I ask you, and Fred, you get to go first this time. Case or no case?
Okay, I have not heard of this case, but does it sound like a scenario that it actually occurred? Yes. But I have to get strategery going. And because...
Hope Rush is not copyrighted that term.
I'm worried about someone defamating.
I'm defamating on my strategery.
And that's defamation, like defamation, those of you who are thinking I'm saying something wrong. So the deal is, if this happens, this is clearly a no-no, and he's, like you said, he's not going to get cash as a payment. First of all, the government and the IRS is going to say, "Oh, wait a minute, where's our taxes?"
Right.
You know, out of your paycheck.
Even though you work for a nonprofit,
right,
you still have to pay taxes.
That's an issue. So clearly that would apply here. So I'm just trying to figure out if this is fake or not. So I'm going to say it's a real scenario, but I'm going to say I'm going to say it's a case, but I'm going to say, what does the church do? The church does nothing, and the guy gets a slap on the wrist. Because the church, don't forget, has to be the one that brings the charges.
Well,
right?
Nobody saw him steal. The only thing he could really be charged with would be possession of stolen property, I would think.
But here's my thing, is who has to... Who's the one who has to basically prosecute him? It's got to be the church.
Yeah.
The church has got to say, "Yeah, we're going to prosecute." Or the church could say, "No, we're not going to prosecute him. He's allowed that money."
But it's $90,000. I don't think they would say that.
But I don't think they would either. But I'm going to say it's a case. I'm just going to go on a limb, say it's a case, and he is not charged with anything. His hand is slapped because the Catholic Church decides not to prosecute.
Well, Seth, what say you?
Whoa,
Seth Madden, attorney at law.
Yeah. I don't know, Cal. This one's a doozy.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know what, though? I'm just, for the sake of opposition, I'm going to say that it is not a case.
Okay. So Fred says it's a case, but he doesn't get charged.
I have Todd's best interest in mind at this point in my career.
No, he doesn't. He just doesn't know what to say, so he goes, "I'm going to say no."
Well, no, I would say, so let me play devil's advocate. So I would say, yes, it's a case, but I'm kind of wondering how they would get a search warrant based off of just having some cash in his car.
Well, they found the evidence in his car of theft.
Yeah, but he said, "Hey, look, that's how I get paid."
Yeah, well, one phone call, you can disprove that, right?
Okay. No case.
Yeah, so you're saying no? No, I'm not trying to talk you into it. I'm just saying, you know, establishing that we don't pay our priests by cash would be a pretty easy thing to do, I would think.
Well, okay. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. We're also going to talk about, don't forget, Neil Armstrong. If you want to call us, 855-LAW-RADIO. At Radio Law Talk. Go to our website. It's really actually a nicely done website because it has me on the front, but and a skinnier me. And you can go look at our podcast that we've over, how many years, Cal?
It's been two right?
Yeah, over 2 years of podcast. And look it up. You can look up anything by name and it'll find it. We'll be right back with Case or No Case.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. There's more coming up. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk
is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at Penny & Associates.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So during the break, I was waiting for you to give me a little bit of heads up on how many points I'm going to get on this case.
I was thinking, he was looking for a wink.
No. I'm waiting for my points.
No, don't do the wink thing. Tell me. So the issue is, and just to review this, a priest in California is allegedly caught with $18,000 in his car after a car crash. He breaks his hip, so they put him in the hospital to piece him together. While he's in the hospital, the police go and search his home. Now, Fred raised a question, how did they get a warrant? It's possible that he lived in a church housing, a rectory, and maybe the church let him in. I mean, that is possible, right? I don't know. But anyway, they went there and they found a total of $80,000. And in doing some back research in the week that he was hospitalized, they determined he stole $90,000 in his 18-year career, but only spent 10 of it. So maybe he's just got some kind of klepto problem, right? They stole 90 and he had 80. So the question was, case or no case? And Fred said, what?
Case.
And
I'm just doing strategery here.
Yeah, so strategically speaking.
It's a case, and the church does not prosecute him, so he gets a slap on the hand, but doesn't do any big time.
Okay, and Seth, you said?
No case.
Well, let's get this sorted out, shall we? And many people who follow the news will know that for those of you who say this is not a case...
Oh, Fred Penny does it again. I'm so smart. Can I just say that again? Where's the Fred thing? Where's the Fred?
Oh, you want Fred. The Fred chance? Okay, Fred.
Yeah.
Also, though, for those of you who say that the priest will not be charged...
Well, he's not... Okay. Oh, I am smart twice. You know what? I just said I was going to go on a limb. I nailed it.
Father Diaz no longer has a... This is all up in Mendocino County, by the way.
Okay.
True story, and happened within the last couple of weeks.
Really?
Yep. Father Diaz no longer has a parish. He no longer has any official duties, but as far as we can tell, he still has a job, at least for now, and the church has said it is not going to file any charges against him, but it was clearly a theft. The guy was a klepto in that sense. He stole the money, all of that, and the church...
Says, that's what happens when you don't watch TV.
Well,
the news.
It was on the internet. Yeah, it's called the news. You can get it all kinds of places these days. But, yes.
Hey, so I guess a few questions, if you have that information.
Sure.
Did he only had his own parish, but he had multiple... How did he get it from the different ones?
In the Catholic Church, they transferred from place to place to place.
Oh.
So he had one, I think, from Ukiah and from...
other parishes.
Yeah, other parishes. So he would steal the money, didn't spend it. Apparently only spent $10,000 out of the 90 that he stole.
Wow.
So he had all this cash in all of these parish collection bags. And here's the thing I don't get. And I, as you know, I'm not that smart. I pretend that I am, but I'm a fraud. We all know this. Mm-hmm.
Fraud when it's smartness. You're not a fraud otherwise. Better keep that, because I can see that little thing.
Okay.
You know, boop, look at this. He admits he's a fraud.
I admit it.
You're a fraud in that you are kind of a loser.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm kind of a loser.
Yes.
I've never won an Emmy, and, you know, I have no life to speak of. But the question
That's what Donna says when she's married.
How can you steal $18,000 from your church and nobody knows about it in one parish, and then $90,000 everywhere you go, the till is light and nobody notices? How can that be?
I'm going to answer that for you, Cal. What happens is they're passing money around, right? And I'm sure he's taking it, and I'm sure he skims off the top. I bet you he didn't take it all. I bet he was skimming. That's what a lot of these criminals do. They'll just skim some off the top. They're not going to take the whole... Let's say they made $800 that Sunday in passive
money. So he takes a little tithing.
Yeah, he takes about
10%.
So he takes $100.
Yeah.
But then he accumulates after a while. But the weird thing is he keeps in the bag and hardly ever spends it, but hoards it and then hides it.
And he might have even used the money to give to the poor. We don't know what he did with the money. But it's a fascinating look inside the mind of someone, isn't it?
And they have not prosecuted him because the church refused to prosecute him.
Correct.
And forgave him, and they got all the money back except for $10,000. And I bet,
which they could probably take out of his retirement.
Yes,
plan, I would think
they're going to get that back somehow, another way. So
I'm sure.
Anyway, thank you. That's case or no case. I get how many points?
You get two cases, 2 points there, Fred. So today, man, you have really been racking them up. You've gotten 5 points today.
And how many has Seth gotten for his illustrious
He
friend?
Got
you're
one.
All. You're all moron.
Oh, you got none.
He got zero.
Yes. Denise Dirks, zero.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Fred, you nailed it. You got five points today. Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you. Sure. Well, let's jump into another case. So Neil Armstrong's family sues this hospital. So what happened is he went in for some heart issues here, Seth, right?
A little bypass.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, that surgery went well from the reports, but his post-surgery state went on a decline, which ended up killing him.
Yeah, so he basically dies. What happens is and he was older. He was,
in his 80s, and
they thought he would do well as a coronary bypass, and he was actually 82. So who sues is the two...
Sons, not his wife.
Right, his wife. Yeah. The two sons, the grandkids, and the siblings. And a settlement comes out, and this settlement is for $6 million. $5.2 million of it is split between the two sons, and $250,000 for the brother and sister each. And then the six grandchildren get $24,000. And attorney fees, $160,000 awarded. What I don't get, Cal, is I don't get how these grandchildren only got $24,000. Maybe it's because they're grandchildren, but you know what? Man, I think the grandkids are going to miss Grandpa a lot because I have grandkids and I love them more than anything, and they love me. And boy, are they ever going to miss me if something ever happens.
Yeah, if I die and somebody gets $6 million out of it, I hope my grandkids get more than $25,000.
24.
Yeah, okay, 24.
All right, we're going to talk about a woman that says that she was injured by a cart with some special water in it. And I think I know what happened that is not known by anyone, but I have a theory. And I can't wait to tell you. Call us at 855 Law Radio if you have a question. I'm your host, Fred Penny. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a good weekend for President Trump as the Supreme Court gave the administration a victory on Friday, saying that it can use Pentagon funding to build a southern border wall. However, an American Civil Liberties Union attorney, Jonathan Hafitz, says it's not over because they're going back to court to fight it.
the border wall is clearly illegal. It was not approved by Congress.
President Trump tweeting the ruling is a victory for border security. At least 8 people are dead and the numbers expected to rise, 60 others hurt, after a pair of strong earthquakes strike the northern Philippines, destroying homes and buildings on islands that are popular with tourists. Officials there say the 5.4 magnitude quake was followed by an even stronger aftershock in the Luzon Strait. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So there's a woman in the Austin, Texas airport that is walking along, and a cart, she claims, runs into the back of her legs while she's walking, and she said she was hit from behind, didn't see it coming. The city of Austin is fully aware of the suit and is claiming they are going to defend rigorously against these allegations, and they are allegations. Remember, the argument's going to be that the city of Austin and their employees at the airport failed to properly train them not to run into people with carts. I'm sure they never trained them. Guys, here's the rule. We don't run in people over in the carts. Well, what? What? Oh, okay. All right.
So or it's possible they have a point system.
Yes, they have a point system, too. And the reason is to protect the passengers at airports. I'm sure they didn't tell them that. Look, we're not here to protect the passengers in the airplane.
Yeah, we don't care about them.
We just run them over. Get that stuff to the restaurant as fast as you can. And also, they have a duty to ensure that all employees are adequately trained and with safety requirements, because you got those very, very dangerous carts. But actually, as a personal injury lawyer, I think to me that sounds like there's a big issue there. If like a person is just walking and those guys are pushing those carts and gals that I see, sometimes they're pretty high up, the carts, and they can't see and they're just going to run right into someone. But who's to say she, the lady that got ran into, the guy's not saying she merged into him.
And so compared to Paul, what was the nature of her injury?
How bad it was legs. She cut her leg.
Leg laceration,
stuff like that. Now,
public humiliation.
Yeah.
But here's the deal.
Did she miss her flight?
All of that doesn't matter. Because I know what happened.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Here we go.
This is the behind the scenes thing that Fred Gage. There's got to be some music for this. Music, yeah. Some sort. I don't know. But there's got to be
farm
some
music
fun.
Again.
Farm music would be a good one.
No, you don't.
But Fred Penny knows exactly what happened. And it's not come out yet. And this is satire, by the way, so I don't get sued.
I know.
But
I know what I'll play.
Let me tell you. There you go.
Crazy, my Patsy.
There we go. That's a good one. Play it.
Okay.
Sit down, people. Listen. That's why you stay till the third hour, because important stuff like this comes out. What happened is it was filled with Fiji water, and that is a fact. The cart had Fiji water. The one pushing it was the Fiji girl. And the Fiji girl was pushing it because she hasn't been in the limelight in a while. So she said, you know what? I have no publicity going on. Fiji girl pushed the cart of Fiji water into this person to cause injury and get her publicity. That's the behind the scene that I truly think happened.
Well, now, the other option is Fiji said to the Fiji girl, look, we haven't had any free pub for a while.
Right.
How about you get us some?
Yes.
What are we paying you for?
We're flying you to Austin. We're going to dress you up as an individual that's pushing a cart around with a little uniform. You can't wear the pretty dress like you did last time.
No.
You're going to wear a uniform that makes you a cart person. Whether that's I don't know what those are. Don't not make it fun of cart people, but that's the deal. It's the cart. And then you just push it right into someone. And then we're going to have a lawsuit. And now we get more publicity for Fiji water. And more important, Fiji girl gets more publicity.
You may be onto something there.
So I think that's it. So let's follow this up. We'll keep going on it. You guys think that the Fiji water lady was the one? Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO and say, yes, it was the Fiji water lady, and we will take a girl, Fiji water girl.
Cuts on the leg. I mean, come on.
Oh, they could have cut her on the bottom. The Fiji water could have fell down and cut her. I don't know.
How much is a couple of cuts on the leg from a lousy water cart? I mean, come on.
Obviously $1 million.
Yeah.
It's Fiji water lady, it's worth lots.
What's she suing for? How much?
$1 million.
Oh, please. Is she a lawyer?
She probably has a really good lawyer. That's my guess, is because that number is so high.
Well, of course, don't forget her leg could have severed a tendon. She probably can't walk anymore. And the Fiji girl did it on purpose. So we got malice, and then now it's going to go punitive damages.
Oh, yeah, we got malice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's punitive damages. It's Fiji girl. It's Fiji girl's fault.
Are punitive damages allowed in Texas on personal injury suits?
Well, it is.
If the guy was drunk, maybe.
Well, I don't know, but
drunk,
I'm telling
you. Cart driver.
We do have Chip Evans that would probably tell us.
Wait, I think
we should probably get Chip on the line.
We should.
What the heck?
You have to call us. I think I know why the million.
Why?
Because if it damaged her legs, and she was a typical, there's a song about Texas women, a country song. If that's damaged her physical appearance in some permanent
way. No, that's
star value is pretty valuable.
That's what I'm saying. Value is value.
I'm on the lady's side because I'm a plain.
Well, sure you are.
I'm all for her.
Sell the $1 million suit, and you're saying, where do I sign?
Forget the million. Let's go two. It's the Fiji girl. I'm going for her, man. I can get the publicity. All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
We're going beyond Fiji girl. This is the most interesting one I've seen probably in a month. This is about a judge. A judge that is, believe it or not, now being prosecuted in an Ohio courtroom for basically doing what, Seth? What did she do?
She used her position of power to assist her brother in combating a case against him.
Yeah, the brother was accused of striking a juvenile,
right?
And she was a juvenile court judge. So she got the paperwork.
Well, stop there.
Yeah.
The brother worked in the juvenile system.
Right. Right. That's right. I didn't say that. So the brother who works in juvenile systems accused of striking a juvenile in the system.
Yep.
She gets the reports prior to the disciplinary
hearing. She didn't just get the reports.
She made them give them to her.
Yeah, she requested them.
Oh, she ordered them.
Yeah.
And then she gave them to her brother so that he could use them to his advantage in his disciplinary hearing.
Yep.
So she got busted big time for that.
Yeah, so she's sitting there and sitting in the courtroom, and this is on YouTube. You can just say, YouTube it. I don't know what you look. The judge reacts to a sentencing or I don't know. But it's in Ohio. You can put Ohio judge reaction. And as she's sitting there,
the judge that's on the bench, I bet you he was ticked off, said, we're going to take you now in custody because apparently she found guilty or did she plead? I can't remember what it was, whether she was found guilty or pled, but, oh, she pled, that's right.
Guilty. Yeah, she maintained her stance that she didn't violate the law.
That's right. She said she was innocent. She was found guilty, and the judge took her in custody immediately. Instead of saying, hey, I'll let you out, you know, she literally falls limp on purpose, and she's sitting there, this is the former judge, and the bailiff's got to grab her and drag her like a rag doll across the courtroom, and then what happens? They arrest someone else. Why?
Yeah, there was another, what you would call like a justice supporter in the courtroom that just went crazy. And they actually ended up having to detain her because she was completely out of line.
Yeah, so this is something, you guys, you know what, this is one I don't want to have to get into in detail, but you've got to go to YouTube and see this. It is so interesting seeing the judge dragged. Now, this is a former judge being dragged, her name's Judge Tracy, is it Hunter?
Hunter.
Yep, Hunter, no relation, by the way. Is she automatically being fired now from her judge? No,
she's been in 4 months in jail.
Yeah, but I mean,
six months.
Does that mean she's fired?
I mean, she might be disbarred. Disciplinary action for sure is going to be going on.
So every state has judge disciplinary actions, just like the state bars.
Yeah.
They have judge disciplinary, but I would speculate that the judge's disciplinary situation. Now, I don't know. I think she's probably already been disciplined.
I mean, it's a misdemeanor, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'll tell you, too, going off the judge stuff, that judge in that case that actually sentenced her had received multiple letters and people urging him not to put her behind bars.
She had a big supporting cast, and many of them were there when the sentencing took place. So maybe she just needed some drama.
And she was drugged. You should see her. She's being drugged. And what's interesting is he said, this is the judge, I was not moved by those letters. In other words, write all you want. You could tell he was ticked.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a she. It was Judge Dickelacker. That's what it says, Dinkelacker.
Dinkelacker. The one lady that was arrested wearing a T-shirt, Justice for Judge Tracy M. Hunter, she actually tried to approach the defense table. That's why they ended up arresting her. So.
So we got two in jail, and that's a case or no case you could have done that is gone now.
Well, it was too weird. I didn't believe it when I read it.
So we're going to come back and talk about defense in a murder case. The Supreme Court of California is now holding that they can obtain, that is, defense can obtain private social media posts. And really, this is good and bad on both sides, and Seth and I are going to discuss it. Here's the interesting thing. The interesting thing is this murder case hinges on whether or not they can get that information. And if they don't, I think it's going to be a problem for this this defense. So, you know, what's more important? You know, the people's rights to their privacy or this individual's right to defend himself? And so that's what we're going to do. And by the way, it was a minor. It was a minor. We'll be right back.
There's more Radio Law Talk. In fact, our final segment for this hour is coming up in just a little bit right here. So you stay there and we'll be back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If you're one of the
fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
All around the world, this is Radio Law Talk, and here we go, back to the show.
You know, we're talking about the defense in this murder case in California, that whether or not they can obtain private social media posts. In the past, they couldn't, and who's fighting all this privacy things are Facebook and Instagram and
Twitter.
Yeah. And they rigorously fight these privacy issues. So give the history of how this started.
So there was some kids in San Francisco. I say kids because to me it's unbelievable that somebody at this age, I guess, could do this. But essentially it's a 14-year-old boy. Participated in a shooting of another 14-year-old boy, and that the 14-year-old boy that got shot had actually tagged the other juvenile on Instagram in a video that included some firearms. Now they don't
pointing at him.
Yeah, they don't know the specifics of that, so that's what they're trying to obtain, because this guy's defense is saying no, he essentially. You know, the video was depicting him shooting me or him coming at me or whatever the case may be. And then the boy that ended up doing the shooting, in his rebuttal, was like, look, I shot the guy six times. The reason I shot him six times is because he would have done the exact same thing to me.
If I didn't stop him, he was coming after me.
He was going to kill me.
He's coming after me.
14 years old.
And he did not only kill this guy, but he shot the guy's girlfriend.
Yeah, tried to. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how old he was. 14.
Both of them were the same age, is what the other report said. But it said he was tried in juvenile court. found, you know, responsible or guilty for murder. It looks like he's going to face like an 83-year to life sentence. And it's hinging on whether or not, well, the state of California says they can, but whether or not the defense can get this, this social media post.
But he wants the social media to justify a plea of self-defense? I mean,
essentially.
Yes. Yeah, that's, well, then that should have, here's the issue.
Why is that not brought up in trial?
Well, that's.
We're in trial. Well, yeah.
Oh, they're in and out. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
So the issue is, well, I don't know. I'm not quite sure we're there, but here's the issue. The issue becomes whether or not, let me just back up. How this has occurred, trial is over, but now it's before the Supreme Court. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court is now saying, you got to go back, and you've got to now, the judge is able to look at and review all the private social media stuff, and the judge still has his or her discretion to what to allow of this private stuff, which is a precedent that's never occurred to our knowledge, at least that I know of, that now the courts are saying you have to reveal these private posts. And for the kid's sake, why not?
Yeah, and it's funny because the state is actually saying, yes, you have to reveal these posts. But Facebook is actually one of the people that they petitioned for these posts. Facebook has come out and they've said, no, we're not going to do it. And we're not going to do it because federal law prohibits an order requiring them to disclose the private information, which is kind of oxymoronic, I want to say, in a way, because Facebook says, we will continue to protect our users' privacy interests and are considering options in the light of the court's order. Well, truth be told, Facebook just got hit with a $5 billion fine for doing exactly the opposite of protecting their users' privacy.
Yeah, it's interesting. That occurred, and it was people are arguing that was not enough of a fine to Facebook. You think $5 billion, that's crazy. It went before Congress, and the Democrats, which you think would be for this, were arguing against it, saying they want to hold these individuals personally liable, like Zuckerman and the owners of Twitter, Instagram, or whatever, personally liable, because they said the $5 billion is just a slap on the fist. Why? Because how much do they make? $55 billion a year in revenue.
I mean, we all get privacy. Apple would not unencrypt its cell phone so the police could get in and get information on terrorists. We understand that we have a right, a privacy expectation. But what people don't understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are the guys that went to law school, but the only place I know of constitutionally where there is a right to privacy is in the California state constitution. There's not one in the federal constitution, but this is a California case.
That's true. And so what's interesting about that, too, Cal, is just because California says this doesn't mean it applies to all of the 49 states.
That's my point.
And that's exactly right. So the state of California is the only area that can come against, you know, Facebook and in a state court say you have to do this. Now, they're going to take this to the United States Supreme Court. This is going to go all the way up, and they're going to try to figure out whether or not they allow these private things to be revealed. But here's why I think it's going to pass muster. In general, I'm not being specific here, but in general, so what the court did, the Supreme Court of State of California, they were smart. They didn't say you have to give it to them. They said, yes, that's allowed at the judge's discretion. So they remanded it back down to the Superior Court of California and the main court, or we call it the Superior Court in California. The trial court's going to be able to look at it in camera or behind the scenes and determine what's applicable or not. And I'm sure anything to do with the privacy that has nothing to do with this shooting, they're not going to allow. But the judges definitely, I would think, allow, hey, here's an Instagram photo of this guy, pretending to shoot at the guy and saying, I'm coming at you. That's going to be a defense for this guy to say, yeah, it's self-defense in some way. No, it wasn't immediate. Don't forget those arguments. Yeah. You got to be an immediate defense. So that's a problem for this kid. But at least he's going to have to, we'll be able to argue it possibly.
Which reminds me of a key to a happy life. never write down anything or post anything that you would not want to see on the front page of the local newspaper or leading the local newscast.
And that's the other thing is, like, you got to define what's private and what's public, because social media as a whole is, nine times out of ten, it's a public thing.
By its definition, it's social.
Social media,
it's not called
personal
media. Right?
And so there's things that, like, I set my profile to private. Or I set my messages to private, so that way only people, you can actually select who your audience is. You can select just family or these particular friends. So I think that's the other thing that's going to come out in this is, essentially nothing's private. You're posting it on the internet. It's out there for somebody to find, for somebody to see. You see employers using it to get access, to look up who their potential employees are, things like that. Like, it's not necessarily private anymore. And so, there's always those extra steps. Make sure your profile is set to private, or, like you said, just don't post that stuff. That's the easy way out.
Yeah, it comes down to, though, and this is 80, he was committed. He was 83 years is what he was committed to. 83 years. That's a long time to say, can I at least use the defense that this guy was going to kill me? And don't forget, these are both individuals, there's been testimony, they're both gangbangers, that it probably, I'm not going to say true, but the likelihood of him getting shot by this other guy might be true. And for him to say, look, I just had to do this, otherwise I was going to die. Well, the other guy dies, and now you're in prison for 83 years. What's the moral of the story? Stay out of trouble and don't get in a gang.
Yeah, how's the gangbang lifestyle working for you?
Yeah, it's not working very well. But anyway, we've got lots more to talk about. We don't have time at Radio Law Talk. We love having you. Thank you for listening to us, because we got quick takes coming up in a second. But just remember, join us every week live, 9 to noon, Pacific time, and you can go to our website, radiolawtalk.com, and see all of our podcasts. And you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. But with all that, let's go to Quick Takes.
Now it's time for Quick Takes, and let's start with you, Seth. What's your quick take today?
My quick take is, if you hire someone to beat you up, don't talk smack about them, or they will sue you for defamation. Defamated. What was the word you used?
Defamated.
They will defamate
you. You'll get defamated. Fred, you're...
Well, I'm going to comment on that, too. Take the noose off your neck, too. There you go. I added to your quick take. Here's my quick take. Ready? Come on, where's my music? Oh, my gosh.
Played it four times. Go ahead.
All right, be careful what you put on social media. Don't give your brother info if you're a judge. Be careful of the Fiji girl in the airport. And make sure you get the What a Catch fish burger at Whataburger when you're drinking beer and in the drive-thru. I loved being here today with Seth Madden. Thank you for joining me, Seth. We'll be back next week with Todd Kunin and Denise and myself. Seth, you'll go back to work on Saturdays. Cal, as usual, thank you very much for your support. We love you. We appreciate you being our producer. See you next week.
All right, folks, we appreciate your listening to us right here on Radio Law Talk as well, and remind you that you can hear the show live on our website, radiolawtalk.com, and also on your favorite radio station. So until next time, thanks for listening.
You have been listening to radiolawtalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.